Cosby Show. We'll see how much there is.
You guys can't complete logic in such a time.
Hey, sorry to be calling so late. I was just calling to see if you were awake and if you wanted to do me a favor. Oh, no, I haven't called you in a while, but remember how you used to give me those neck massages? When I get that really bad, those like stress knots in my neck, like I hold all of my tension in my neck. Well, I have one of those knots again tonight. It's really bad, I can't sleep, so I was wondering if you'd be willing to come over and help me out. I wouldn't be calling so late. I have these electronic neck massages that I've been using, which are great, and they let me do the trick, but they're both broken right now. Well, they're not broken, but the first one, something's wrong with it. The top, it's like the screw on top, and it's, you screw the top on, and it pushes down the battery, and it starts the vibration, but it's stuck for some reason. I just can't get it to screw at all, so. And you, like, I ran it under hot water, and I took coconut oil, and I lubricated the top, and tried to loosen it up, and I banged it against the countertop, and whatever, it won't open. And then the second one, which, you know, I have two, so that I have one in backup all the time. But the second one's battery died, and it only uses these special petite batteries that we don't have to have in our house right now. Like, we have so many batteries also. I don't know, but we don't have this specific kind. So, like, I tried a bunch of different. I tried some of the other ones that we have, but none of them were working. Or they just don't fit right. Like, they wouldn't force it if it wasn't the right fit. So those are out of commission, and I tried to give myself a massage, but when you're used to electronic massagers, it's just kind of anticlimactic, you know, to use your hands. And I wasn't gonna call anyone else. I wouldn't be able to relax, because you know how it takes me a little while to be comfortable. And it's like, when someone is there, it's like they're in their personal space, and you don't know if they're judging you, like your body, or if they, like, you want them to know what they're doing. And honestly, I, like, really like my alone time. Usually, I like candles and watch something just to free my mind. And it's usually great, but I just can't seem to hit this spot tonight. So to come over and help me out. I appreciate it. I miss you. But you probably won't get this until tomorrow. But, you know, if not, okay, call me back. Bye.
Maybe. Hey, this is like a swinging Blade Runner pad, man. Don't you wish every day were like this?
I never go anywhere without my organist.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. It's K Rob.
Hey, Magic Tones.
What you want to do is lead life with a bright light in your face. This is where normally I play This Is America by Childish, but I haven't cleaned the copy out that I have yet.
Clean the what?
Well, language is a qualifier. Language is a cup of fire.
There is such a thing as language, you know.
We want you to think about it as we do it. Together. As I sure am noticing the language use of today.
You mean, what those kids are hopped up on? Or?
Yes, language use. And rules. All the rules have been thrown out the window because they don't make any sense in today's texting times. What does it mean? This thing. We just want to party. Party just go. We just want to party. Party just go.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping now. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping now. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Look how I'm living now. Police be tripping now. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap. Hey.
But then it's ruined by the click of the technology. What problem couldn't be solved by the Transformers?
None of them.
So, you know, nobody's made the movie yet about the Transformers returning to San Francisco and fixing the bridge after each monster comes through.
Right.
All Godzilla movies.
Then I trans- Optimus Prime.
It's like, just get to the bridge, please.
Well, he doesn't actually do that. You just go through Optimus Prime construction, and they'll take you through the steps. And
then but the orientation video has like, hey, look, it's Optimus Prime, you know.
I'm building now.
Wow, thank you, Optimus Prime. Say the couple in the fake audience made of media sandwiches. I tell you what. What kind of... Actually, you know, there's always good news.
Everywhere.
Me too?
Yeah. We got a land just for you.
Who am us anyway? That's really
destroy
cool.
This spirit.
I'm sorry. Okay, we'll do that with kindness.
All these messages from the booth. Yeah.
I get it.
Destroy
Who
this
can
spirit.
Take a sunrise.
Come on, Sprinkle man. Everybody chill out in the whole country.
Cover it in chocolate and a miracle or two. The Candyman.
Oh, come on, you the guys. Candyman can. It's gonna be a golden day.
Yes, the Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Look what happens when you buy 3 boxes of Purina
Cat
Chow. My
name is Willy Wonka. I make chocolate. Quite simply,
you get one
the
box
greatest
free.
Invention in the entire history of the world. Whoever could there be who doesn't love the tooth-tickling, tongue-tastic taste of a sweet bar of soft milk chocolate? Except dogs, of course. It's poisonous to dogs. But apart from dogs. There comes a time in every chocolatier's life. When the chocolate he makes turns dark.
You're the Pepsi generation.
I sure wish you'd go to sleep, you little booger.
Candyman.
Salty dog.
Salty dog.
Candyman.
Salty dog.
Candyman.
Hey, Klondike.
Salty dog.
More Fritos.
If I can't be
vitamin
candy
sugar,
man,
vitamin salt, vitamin grease,
salty dog.
Vitamin potatoes.
The candy best man, corn chips made.
Candyman, I won't be your salty dog.
The freshest juice.
Little red light.
Little red light.
Little green light.
Swan dyke.
Little red light.
Chris, salted golden brown Fritos. Good.
Little green light.
But anytime.
Little red light.
Little red light.
Little green light.
Little green light.
Stop on the red, go on the green. Stop in the middle of the stream.
Stop. Someone else knows what's good.
On the green, don't stop in the middle of a stream. Gingerbread man.
Gingerbread man.
Gingerbread man.
Gingerbread man.
Gingerbread man.
Gingerbread man.
Runs fast as you can.
Runs fast as you can.
Gingerbread man.
Gingerbread man.
Gingerbread man.
Gingerbread man.
Gingerbread man. Reasons for eyes, you can't take him by one surprise.
Gingerbread men with
another bag of Fritos, Klondike.
My surprise.
Okay, coming right up.
Candyman.
Candyman.
Salty dog.
Salt.
Candyman.
One bag of crisp salted Fritos.
It was 30 years ago today that Sergeant Pepper taught the band to play.
Hello, Ed, how are you?
Hello, hello, Ed. Ed.
All right. Hello. Well, I'm sorry we can't be there in person, you know, to do the show, but... Everybody's busy these days. The moon's exactly halfway over the edge. Over the edge. With the washing and the cooking.
I'm in here, Doctor.
Doctor, decide to find out if there's a difference.
There you go.
The moon's exactly halfway over the edge.
also plan to unveil a second edition of RH Modern this spring, featuring 38 new furniture and lighting collections across more than 400 pages.
Until midnight, every day of the year.
Hello, Americans, this is Paul Harvey.
Heaven likes to quote Shakespeare, but I really don't think she cares, so he rides on a cocktail napkin.
And by for news.
Sha-la-la, hey man.
Cullendon Lane.
Sha-la-la, hey man, yeah.
Jacksonville, Florida. Chuck Buick finally gave up. Chuck enjoys marijuana. So he decided to accept Paul Harvey's suggestion. He went to the phone, he called me, he ordered a bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana.
And I won't ever tell. And the mystery of all eternity will remain unsolved. And I need you to do it. A million years from now, little kids are gonna ask their mothers why. And chicks are gonna ask their daddies why.
I remember how good I felt as the jet was landing in Target City.
On KPFA, listener-sponsored radio for the Bay Area and beyond. Thank you.
KPFA inside Star Trek in the future. I don't even know if Star Trek's in the future. For me, it was in the past. I just couldn't take the bloused pants with the beetle boots. Actually, sort of like Paul Revere in the Raider boots.
The Star Trek crew boot?
Yeah, in the early days. Yeah. I can still remember. Look, I was on with my bike, headed out towards the great unknown around the house, and looked over. My brother would be watching Star Trek. And I'd be like, whoa. How perverted has this country become, I guess?
Oh, with the pilot, when they made the pilot, there was a shot of, like, a hallway of the Enterprise, and there's, like, this, like, an Ed Funicello beach party movie happening in the next room, you know, like, these, like, hey, we're just beach-going teens, you know, here on the Enterprise, and, but they got rid of that. It's like everyone, it's smocks, only smocks.
Right, and seriousness.
Yeah.
Here on KPFA 94.1, 89.3 KPFA in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, 97.5 K24 APR in Santa Cruz, Julie Cruz, and online KPFA.org, around the world, in your mind, in every single government radio, whether they like it or not, KPFA.org, where you can pledge securely and happily and keep this station ongoing into the world of Star Trek. We cannot forget because this country is unbelievably... Oh, I'm sorry. This is America, right? This is America. But these swings go back and forth. One should never give up. I love American history. You read American history. You're not reading the truth. It's just fake news from the past. It's people writing on top of people, writing on top of people. But it's still fascinating because this place swings back and forth between the fascist and the more enlightened. There we go. And I'm trying to see. We're scanning for the new Spock.
Better make it a... What a... You could either have him good or you could have him fast, you know.
But in the new Spock?
Yeah.
He was in Heroes years ago. Back when he made the new Spock. He was also a regular in a show called Heroes. And I was recently watching, or rather listening to him and other people on the show talk about that. And it was pretty fun. I thought, how weird that would be. You're just, like, hit the big time. You've done a few shows, but now you're on a series that's really climbing in our mass-produced world. And then other people turn to you and say, hey, you want to be the new Spock? You know, that's like saying, do you want to go back and be the original guy that says, Oswald said, wow, can I do that? Yeah, you can, but, you know, what a huge responsibility to be the new anything.
I just don't like the holograph helmets that you have to wear, you know.
They're cute. They're like Tron. Remember Tron? What he had to wear in Tron? I mean,
right.
In real life in the big blue screen studio. That's all they had back then, folks, was simple old 16-plate blue screen.
You know, they're selling Yuri's belt for like 2,000 pounds.
Show shirts. Is there show shirts? Yeah, you know, that's a... We should, because you could get free dinner if you had that. Years ago, I was in a band, Gary DeBoFam and Lies, and we were called the band that did not speak its name, and I had shirts made up, and we would wear them as we crossed the country, and people would come up. People who were bringing our food to us would come up and say, my son's in a band here, your dessert's free, and that kind of thing. It was really cool. They were... stories would pour out about the other bands in the world that were crossing the U.S. at the same time. But here on the show is just nothing.
Nothing but this busy signal I keep getting.
Something happens out there, but we don't know if it's important at all.
Man,
what a great time with
Too Good For You.
What a dynamic time, because the show is too good for me.
The love theme from Brutal Enigma.
Oh, there it goes. In our mass-produced world. So why is David Lynch so popular? I mean, I wonder. You
know, is that one for the chat box? Or
No, I know. That's from my mind. Yeah, mine. That's just from inside me, because I was thinking about the culture shift, simply because I watched in the one version of the release of his movie. He goes back to a place where he shot the bedroom, not the bedroom, but the some scenes in Eraserhead. And then you pan, and there's now a building less than 5 feet away from where it used to be, a big old field. And you just kind of built this silly set around an already existing pipe thing. And I thought, how the world changed. It feels so good. What's going on? Watching the 4 a.m. movie, K-Rob Goes to Mars.
In the slowest rocket ship you've ever seen.
We should be producing.
The old Grey Mare, you know, plays. And you know.
With, yeah, blast of trumpet on the accent to emphasize how slow things are when you go to Mars. Yeah.
Mars sure is slow around these parts.
And in the contract, there is one stipulation. You have to have a scene where giant fire-breathing spider burns your butt with its flame as you run back to the ship.
Yeah.
In homage to the gods of comedy.
Yeah. It's like, what'd you think? We're going to see a fire-breathing spider?
Yeah.
Get back on the ship, you.
Pick up anything that doesn't move and shoot anything that does. All right, let's go.
Yes, boss. I mean, sir.
That's what we need is some presidential seal style KPFA crockery. Man, I'd love that. Gold, white porcelain, blue and gold edges, and a really nice KPFA logo. Teacups. Well, I guess I might as well wish we all. Hal wants this to happen too. Yeah. Well, I was going to say Hal would listen to that and want the whole of the staff to wear powdered wigs and really nice big like Johnny Depp pirate suits all the time. The kind of thing that's like, so complex, you just get to the station, step into it, you know, put it on, and then you can walk around and be like this. Yeah. The job.
Like how Iron Man gets his suit on, you know, with all these little robot arms.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I always think more like the Johnny Depp pirate thing, where you have the hair and the hat and everything, so you can kind of step into this wonderful world. But you don't really, but I think you do. I watch those once a year. The Primatech, you know, corporation... telling me how to think. Disney, buying everything.
Oh, yeah.
The Nazis of the culture. Man, I thought Disneyland was just to go on drugs, too.
So, you guys like drugs, huh? Well, in this one, you get to see LSD as a little kid.
Wow, cool. You get to see the bathrooms on LSD. I mean, on the LSD. The bathrooms that are in the LSD. This is the same... That's the same audience he used at Melodio, I think. Sure. sure glad they're not listening. Because I feel all tense, like smoking a cigarette and hanging out in a 48 Chevy truck. America. Wait, America. Wait a minute. I was fooled.
Fool me once.
America.
Yes, Eldridge, I say.
Really? Really, that you have an antipathy toward the way events took place?
I think
the late lamented 2015.
The powdered wigs that I'm talking about were full of vermin and fleas.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. I don't know if anybody would really like it these days. People don't even like hair now. See, people are already quoting Oswald. People said, Oswald said,
John
Connolly referenced it.
Because, suiciders.
You know, I think Michael Pepe should be a voice in a Siri. If they really loved us, if the companies that provide our phones really loved us, they would give us the option to put in any voice we wanted.
Well, that's coming, you know. That's kind of
impatient. But I can't wait till next week.
It's like, you know, time. It's the new time lady, you know.
And the time lady can be anybody. The camera should be like that. When I trip the shutter on my little electronic image capturer, I should be able to put in any sound I want there.
I remember leaving the airport for an office in downtown Target City. And regarding the H-bomb attack, I can't remember any major incident.
I'll laugh a minute. Ha, ha, ha.
The intelligence is killing.
Intelligence killing.
I'm sorry.
Everything I am.
That's like a clue, right?
I'm sorry.
I played that whole thing recently on radio FM.
I noted how typical our activities were.
Once again, I just love it. You know, I had it in the background like there's some other stuff I had to catch up on. And,
it was time for the message again.
It was. There's something about bringing it down to a tiny world that helps on occasion. Focusing your zen.
Everything seems to be its normal self.
Security Council resolution unanimously, and he's a dangerous man.
Things were different.
They were.
Going. Here's a quick peek at what to expect.
Yeah. Everything I remember is part of the night.
What about you?
It's dark. Or black.
A different George 5 months ago?
Sometimes it's wet. Sometimes it's heavy.
Oh.
Or horribly lonely. And always it's good.
Yeah, thought things were gonna turn out okay.
And later?
Yeah, not taking nearly as much halcyon. Completely
all design ateliers across our fleet. And
no in-betweens.
Significantly expanded the number of interior designers in our galleries.
For a split second.
You know, I hear you talking about medication. I don't hear you talking about yourself.
Changes from glorious, thrilling adventure to horrible despair.
Team,
I know this will come, but now it's everything I want it to be. The feeling I imagined when young, that strong drink could bring. The feeling of some exotic drug, or even a magic potion.
And then I saw a great whale of fright overcoming Target City.
There be whales here.
Could happen.
George, do you like yourself?
Are you?
Given our focus on high quality, sustainable growth and cash flow, we plan to reduce our new gallery opening cadence to a range of 3 to 5 per year.
Matters because the citizen can't see your face or your gestures, the amount of work piled around you, or the number of people competing for your attention.
Game. They can lie, they can swear.
All that caller has is your voice.
This time the gang's lucky. It's not the law or discovery or problems. It's just their supplier, Pete.
If you handle the phone poorly, you most probably will offend or anger the citizen without ever knowing it.
With his number one chick.
Using the specific telephone skills of courtesy, interest, and helpfulness doesn't take any longer and can make a citizen glad he or she had called.
And a new guy looking for kicks.
No!
I don't know. I think I got most of it. Who knows?
Talk about a real Texan.
That's because it's 421. It's just past helping now.
Monday.
Yeah, we have to work all the way up to Friday morning. This will take a while, folks.
Wednesday.
Kissy app day. 13,000 day. Now, you know, tell me, it's Thursday. Is it Thursday or Friday inside the building?
Friday.
Driving across the bridge now, either direction. On the way to work or on the way from show.
They're surrounded in it, you know. It's covering their whole bodies.
People were bursting from every building. Just as I approached the elementary school, I remember the noontime bell ringing.
Because I don't think of later.
gets worse.
Let's see how weak we are, guys. Is the garden flat?
The water becomes filthier every day. The topsoil is blowing away or washing chemical-laden rivers. It wasn't polluted with chemicals when it was removed from the
become part of the night.
Countryside. It's polluted with chemicals by the time it finally becomes sedimented.
I don't even know you.
It's the part of the night
on the movie screen.
It's
just something that happened.
We're
a big show. They told us what was the big show was on the television program. They told us what was the big show was the World Series and the Super Bowl and the fall fashions. They told us it was the new cars. They told us it was the hydroplanes. They told us it was the jet skis. They told us it was safety belts and inflation bags. They told us it was labor unions and pension schemes. They told us it was all sorts of things, but they never told us it was what was right outside.
Astronauts return from their 10-year voyage with a startling discovery. A never-before-seen cherry seed with amazing properties. The native to this distant blue planet call it a coffee bean.
At a time when he should be reinforcing the solidarity of our effort to bring an end to that conflagration.
I become part of the night, part of the time when others sleep. In beautiful innocence, funny, stupid innocence. It gives me pause. It gives me pride. There are times when I can be near people and stand it because I must be near them.
People, yeah, people. See, wouldn't it be fun to be in a Tom Cruise floating apartment in the sky? Then all you have to do is run around and see if the aliens are coming.
Wait, he's there with you?
No. Everybody gets their own apartment, man.
Oh, I see.
What do you think? I am a cruiser?
Yeah. I'm cruise control.
No, I'm just sitting out there having my electronic espresso, you know, expresso.
Oh, served by robots, yeah.
Of course.
What's it called?
We were covering the robots last night. That's all we are now up here is cover for the robots.
John Walker, Texas Robot.
Sense is still here.
And I must not cease to exist. No harm. Although at times I think the thing I seek is near when I stalk and follow and play cat and mouse. I hate cars.
Well,
by the way, America. Yeah.
With the bad air. Or as weatherman would say, sewer gas.
Yeah, I know. All of you guys are paranormal. You guys are all crazy, but awesome.
Yes, true. And you have to be crazy to stay up all night and do radio for hours and hours and hours.
Can't get you, internet.
Wow.
Someday I will be a large scar.
Boy, what a ripple.
Oh, wow, nice.
And then you drop the microphone in the toilet. And show, it's a quality of show that on the West Coast, we wouldn't scrape off of our, ow.
My objectives are reasonable and good.
As were locked open wide, my whole house was now a concert hall.
Therefore, I sustain the energy of my will until I accomplish my purpose.
Into the washroom, and even from there, it sounded like a real live lady singing right outside the door.
I can.
Representing growth of 8%.
And I do achieve whatever I...
12%.
My will is steady, vigorous, and persistent. I am building great endurance of will. by training my physical body to accomplish greater tasks.
Eating your ears, you're gouging out and tearing loose and pulling apart, gulping air and tasting black.
When it rallies, came down to arrest you. When the bad wind of his dubious fame, he offered them some homemade cigarillos, and pretty soon they forgot why they came. Oh, what we grow down in our Mexico.
Pipe is closing and you've lost track of which way is out. There's a peering up and down your neck. Search, rescue, ventilate.
Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up.
You ventilate.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping up.
On your neck.
Look how I'm living up.
Rescue, ventilate.
Yeah, this is America.
Search, rescue, ventilate.
I got the strap.
Hey.
I gotta carry him.
Way is out.
Yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is Gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad.
The searing ember down your neck.
I'm so cold like, yeah. Yeah. I'm so dull like, yeah. We gon' blow like, yeah.
Rescue, ventilate. Search, rescue, ventilate. There's a searing ember down your neck. Search, rescue, ventilate.
While our outlook is based on a cautiously optimistic view of the macro environment,
coffee yet?
What's that supposed to mean?
And I really mean it this time.
I was just saying it was a good thing Hal wasn't here.
In addition,
I am so grateful for the show.
Somebody's singed a kitten.
Like, you had some level of focus, though. See, I mean, throughout the entire show.
Who's going to clean this up?
Oh, it's a huge mess. But it ain't got any smaller.
Somebody's got to take these little kittens home.
Is that dead Bob?
Well, it's supposed to be about Bob. You know, I'm guessing that there aren't going to be any more X days soon.
I'm a sub-genius.
About as close as we get to that. Everybody needs an Ed McMahon.
This is that dead Bob?
That's the Bob. Now, Bob. Okay. Imagine your friend, you know, it's kind of like Edward Scissorhand land, right? And your friend suddenly has all these guys and cameras and tape recorders showing up at her house. And so, of course, you're going to get in there and at least watch from the couch and then talk about how you were there.
Well, because when Edward started cutting the hair, you know, like he was like the fashion guru of the neighborhood, you know, like they all swarmed, you know, to...
Even the lady from Married with Children lived there in those days.
Yes. It's like as soon as the Tom Jones went on, then that's when...
Boom, the haircut started, yeah.
I'm Steve G. Jones.
Burning greater determination.
That's right.
Personality.
Feels light.
Listening to 94.1 KPFA, 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley. No longer fog and shrouded. And online, kpfa.org. Somewhere around the end of the world.
It's fungus shrouded. Or at least it was.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't know anymore. Just don't know how.
You're thinking millennial, works. You know, like everyone else should be. You know?
And if everything works here,
it's okay. You can go on.
And this is America.
friends, comrades.
It took you 10 minutes to see me go past. When the horses bowed down to me that I might choose, I bet on them all. But I hit them. Now I'm shouting.
We can have a lot of fun.
I'm a man. A stout and a M.
One of the things I love about my role here at KPFA is I get to hear directly from you, our listeners. My name is Italina, Donor Relations Manager here at the station, and I get to hear things like, thank you for being here for our community. And we get to be here thanks to loyal listeners like you. So help us continue to be here by making a meaningful donation today. And know there is more than one way to donate. You can make a qualified charitable distribution from an IRA. You can donate stocks. You can even add KPFA as a beneficiary. Thank you for being really thoughtful about this. Thank you to our monthly sustainers and to our generous one-time donors. Donate at kpfa.org or email members@kpfa.org if you have a question about donating in other ways or if you'd like to increase your monthly donation. My name is Italina, here for Community Powered Radio, here for you.
KPFA's paid staff are a union. Hosts, producers, engineers, reporters, anchors, technical employees, phone room coordinators, event producers, trabajadores de instalaciones. We are part of Communications Workers of America, Local 9415, AFL-CIO. Because unity makes strength and unions make great media. Together with KPFA's unpaid staff and volunteers and every one of you who donate, we make KPFA 94.1 FM in Berkeley, KPFB 89.3 FM in Berkeley, KFCF 88.1 FM in Fresno, and 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and kpfa.org.
Stop it.
Revolution line was full of dreams.
Oh, okay.
It was also equally clue worthy.
Oh, I see.
The Waltzusi. The Twist.
Oh, this one. I overhead.
Bob Spencer.
Don't do that. Why you can, all right. That's about the fifth time
This is what we're turning people on here on the Puzzling Evidence Show.
That's why.
We must never give up, never surrender.
Instead, X-Day will occur, the humans will be cooked in their own Crisco, and only the subgeniuses will rise exalted in the giant pleasure saucer. Philo.
Thank you.
Oh, don't you?
There are no listeners.
I think the war is over, you guys.
I'd like to share a revelation that I've had during my time here.
Okay.
It came to me when...
Wasn't there.
Wow, that's great.
Fly back and think of England.
Hey, guess what? I'm going to move to Levittown and have a family. So we can't invite the whole world.
We could speak of it in cryptic ways.
Yeah, that's about... Perhaps we should speak of something else then.
That only taunts the listeners into thinking that we're somewhat elite.
Well, actually only putting it away for a period.
Yeah, it's definitely an organic compromise of weirdness and slack all at the same time, where we're really doing this work, like, but we still have, every day we don't have to do real work. We just... Yeah, well, I'm having to put color code boxes that we may have to open again.
For a place that's the center of the known universe, can you get laid? Well, there's almost nothing you can't say about it. Why, growing up there was like getting a polio vaccine every day.
So you really, really, really inured against it.
God. Here's Michael Debbie to say a farewell word to his birthday.
I mean, oh, no, you're going to take my birthday away.
And we've already taken your pants away.
Oh, your birthday is pretty small in a rearview mirror.
Everything that I love and do, everything I know and love in this world have been killed, crushed, and destroyed all my dreams. And so I'm nothing but a quaking, quivering, flaking Hulk,
you
draining into the drain.
Nutritional yeast.
Okay.
You're blaming time on this, not us, right?
Yes, I'm blaming time.
Okay, you know great. Then I don't feel bad about
I'm
it.
I'm here to tell you, though. I've been there, and I've come back to say that one thing is for sure, if there is no Bob with Bob, there is a prob.
A prob?
There is a prob. But there is a prob.
It's not with Bob.
And I
Where
I hope
going
I'm not
day?
Being giving too much information if I tell you that I do sometimes
this
hold to that in my private moments. When Stang isn't even looking.
Jumping all over the place.
You know, this close to X-Day, I really like Sub Genies.
I know. But you know could what? You was, please? Could you? Oh. I'm so sick of their...
That's fake prop.
I hate you, fake show.
Please.
And finally, you and I agree about something.
Wow.
God damn it.
Well, then there's the Canadian
Bobby.
That says he's Bob.
Canadian Bob.
Yeah, but who cares about any
Remember,
of them?
You put, well, there's a Canadian look like Bob, and then there's a Canadian that calls himself Bob.
Oh, I see. There it is.
Hey, okay. I'm Bob, eh?
Right. And then there's all those Bobs in that group. I thought it's your turn. Okay, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Look, I took it away right out of his mouth. Did you see that?
Candy from a baby.
That was like, yeah.
No,
take him out.
Has become, because in the land warrior system, everybody who fights does have a camera on them.
Nobody's.
What can I get someone to take him out?
Oh. Speak.
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 Mr. Dorman, speak.
Speak.
I have a rat.
Take him out!
Great show.
Well, sir, I can only describe what seems to be happening from my perspective. I don't know the whole deal, just my own relativistic view of it. It may be incomplete. It would be strange if it were anything more. Yes. It's
I don't
only
think
a
that's
fragment.
Anything more than the people could ever ask of us.
The question is not whether or not it is a fragment, but whether it is a fractal fragment. Whether this fragment represents a significant part of the whole so that it means anything one way or the other. If it is a perfect miniature of the whole, then it's significant. But otherwise,
just
it's just
a part
some
of the whole.
Piece
each
of
part is different.
Belly button lint caught in a vacuum cleaner bag.
It could be like a part of a whole, but...
I bite my thumb at you.
I pull my hair out of my face and beat my chest and rend my clothes.
That'll show him.
I'll tear my beard out by its roots. I'll teach them a lesson they'll never forget.
And you should be able to do that and package it and sell it back to the rest of us. The American way.
Anything for healthcare.
Huh? All right, so I just hit this button.
Don't.
There you go.
Button. Yes.
Let's hear about these big Michael Pepe lungs.
I want to talk about the man rather than the issue. He was a very highly influential person in the whole scene.
Poor him and poor us.
Yes. And I don't even know where we were.
Well, I've got it somewhere, but don't ask me where.
Was it?
I need to do a massive house cleaning.
Well, let's just see if there's.
Some people have a problem.
Let's see. Don't say banned. Say retired.
Yes, this is retired.
Retired is what we talk about when a plastic dinosaur goes out of production. So they got rid of blue, gray, green, blue, lemon, yellow, maize, orange, red, orange, yellow, royal umber, and violet. And they renamed them cerulean, fuchsia, dandelion, and so forth.
Annual temporary. I'm just going to bypass this thing. I'm going to use the K-Rob method.
Oh, there's
that. Just bypass it. Just put the input into the output.
Can you K-Roborate that?
I'm going to corroborate it.
Well, at least no injuries have been reported after this latest outrage.
After this latest outrage?
Yes, known as the show.
Ow, that hurt. What makes the show so outrageous, Al?
Well, it doesn't conform with the standard formula. And, of course, this makes certain listeners nervous and apprehensive. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've encountered that phenomenon yourself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
Yes, not only in Absolutely. Radio broadcasts like this one, but in rare public appearances where you actually have to go in among them and try to convince these heathens and simpletons.
It's so hard. It's difficult and it's a problem.
But one must be infinitely charitable in one's heart.
Speaking down like that, it's so hard to make your head tilt that way.
Yes, that's right.
And your neck.
You've also got to entertain them because they're restless and shuffling and easily bored. So you have to tell jokes and stories, make sound effects, funny faces.
Make other people sick. Makes people in our group sick.
It helps to flash a persistent bright light there. Varying cycles.
This music is what we normally play.
Yeah, right. Every time we let loose a venomous octopus, we play this music.
What are you doing? Starting the show all over again?
Yeah.
What the hell happened to the phone lines?
It's only right.
Pretend we just got here. And
we really blew it, yeah.
Another 6 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, can you imagine? And then it's like, oh, we made a mistake. Oh,
we'll get it right one time. Well,
thank you. Unbelievable.
Embarrassing them.
And twice.
For embarrassing
but I mean, how
the
come
the system
it,
twice?
Why does it happen twice? The X-ray.
Yeah. For yeah Michael, yes, Michael Pepe. Why?
Why? So,
and
we're
then,
running
okay.
your complaint through the system now. Please wait.
You okay? But you're ready for the punchline.
Please
After
wait.
After all
wait.
That. Okay, they're like, no, they said I had anxiety. And then it went into, boom, boom. See how they like things in the stifle, how they fly.
Ouch.
I'm crying. Sitting on a cool flake. Boom, boom. Waiting for the band to come. I have it, but I can't pronounce it on the red. I am the Eggman. I am the mayonnaise. I am the mayonnaise.
I am the potato chip.
I'm the jelly. That's what it was.
Pop, pop, pop. Jellyfish, fish,
K-Rob.
It's not K-Rob.
K-Rob's looking up. And the rest was history.
What? Monomono Pepe.
Remember that?
Michael.
You remember this?
Mayonnaise.
then, after he gave me the news, he said, but you know what? I think you have a problem with
Cappy Barrett.
About being here on the show.
Problem with Cappy
no,
Barrett.
About having been diagnosed twice with anxiety. I thought I had like 10 years to live. Good Lord.
That's not
they,
enough.
They hook you up to a
Barrett.
Hey, now that you're
they
like...
They hook you up to a...
Hey, Michael Pepe, now that you're in your 60s, 10 years, look good or look like hard to...
Look very bad.
Bad. I'm ready.
I am
me
the
too.
Walmart
you know what?
Breeder.
I'm so tired of disobeying people. I just want to go in there and obey one of those signs.
No, it's...
Thank you. Yeah.
Wait.
The last
sample from the supplied disc. But A for effort, they built the damn boat.
Yeah.
We're building the show now. We have to rebuild the show.
Really, right from the beginning.
Almost,
yeah.
420. 420. Oh, no wonder. Oh, okay.
God, I thought we'd pass that. Yeah. Well, the show needs infrastructure.
Yeah.
So it's got to have that construction, that solid foundation.
Once the infrastructure's built, we can move all the speed of the sound up to normal, the way people hear it.
But the show is based on concrete pylons that are driven deep into the earth. Keep it anchored to the earth.
I'm going to read a passage from Sex Jungle.
Sex Jungle?
See how fast I can run?
See how high I can jump, Mom?
Those are the little ones I like to pull down. Because I hate people. Especially children. It makes me laugh when they can't stand up.
I hate children, is that what he said? Is he like a serial killer guy or something?
You don't have that one where we can about it with a pack of hunger camp. Dinner music for Zenith. No, it's Zenith. The quality goes in before the name goes on.
Oh, that. Yes, of course. Yeah, certainly. Yeah. Withdraw.
Oh, yeah, now, yeah. It. Now we can remember it freely and easily. We've shaken loose the cobwebs of the brain, the chunks, the big chunks of brain, frozen brain parts
that
are
cobwebs of
like
gradu
in the corners of our minds.
What that indicates is that there are spiders up there in your brain making them cobwebs. Well, that's a little more.
There's gradu in the corners of your mind.
I don't care to go there.
In the canyons of your mind, there's who knows what's down in the bottom of the canyon of your mind.
Running through the windmills of your mind with hobnail boots and
In the windmill of your mind, there's probably a couple of broken pipes that are just spewing out the liquid
in the pipes
various
of
parts.
The pipes
all the ideas are going all over the floor.
The pump room is completely flooded.
All this stuff is just being wasted.
Needs grease. It needs some bolts and nuts. It needs somebody that cares for a change.
Someone with coarse nostrils.
Someone that really wants
to
take care of this brain instead of abusing it like
a grinning,
someone I won't mention. It's been doing for so long.
It's just that not everybody has the stamina.
Speak for yourself, Dr. Drummond, he said to himself.
Well, don't be so hard on yourself. Oh, after all, this is only a rehearsal. For the big show coming up in the sky.
We're all going to make it to
the next
show one day.
Yeah, there is a guy there.
Those are the ones I like to pull down. Because I hate people. Especially children.
Take him off the street.
Makes me laugh when they can't stand up.
They fall down. Well, it is funny when they fall down.
Yeah. I've fallen and I can't get up.
There's always a little girl that comes into the room. Grandma, what happened?
Oh, big children.
Grandma's dying. Oh, yeah, but...
It makes me laugh when they can't stand up.
I can't reach.
Okay.
Let man hurl yourself into the galaxies.
That sounds like a good movie. Sex Jungle.
It gets better, right?
Exit stage galaxy. Divine Mind with Extreme Prejudice.
I think you got way more than enough material for a 5-hour show.
out here in the show fields harvesting.
So John Baker's here.
Yeah.
Bob Spencer, Michelle Casey, and I all go to Fish and I
Met. Take snapshots of the moon.
So John is going to sing a song that's very popular nowadays, and it's Christ. Uh-oh,
what happened?
And he's going to do a more too, okay?
Yeah, okay, go ahead, do it.
Wait. No, from before.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, there you go. Wait.
Can he hear us?
What the hell are you guys doing?
No, I'm trying to get the engineer to shut off the station. So
okay. No. Do you want me to stop or?
Can he hear you? Folks, please call in and send money and stop this show.
Just put it out of its misery. Just.
Punch and pie.
As it's amazed they're dying, writhing and squirming in the sand.
No more songs.
Shove it over the head. Love the show over the head. As you would a marlin. These are the radioactive beings.
Join the army of one.
The only thing that matters is being able to figure out technology.
This eye can buy a planet this
they're
big.
They're like robots.
And you can see the bathrooms.
Move their arms.
Have you gone to that bathroom yet?
No, I don't know.
Star Wars.
What you're talking about.
Or something like that.
Everything's so high-tech.
I can see the bathroom on this Death Star from here.
I was visiting my friend in Tucson. He showed me all this tech stuff that he had. I said, excuse me, I've got to go into the bathroom. Yes. So I go in the bathroom, close the door, and the toilet has got dials and gauges and switches on it. You know, the toilet is some kind of high-tech device. Another one that I don't know how to operate. You just have to have faith in
the
scene.
To power the bathroom, we need a beryllium sphere.
David and Michelle.
I hate your fake show.
I know, look at him. He's like, This is a Skywatcher learning how to deal with this femur he found.
Are you fiending?
No, just keep grunting. That's what you're supposed to do. That's on fire here 1.5 million years before.
Is that some of the banana material?
It's perfect. Thank you.
What a silly show.
Why isn't there anything in it?
I don't know. Okay, Rob, answer? That's fake frop.
It's magical, Michael Pepe. Don't you feel the world opening up to you now?
It's the button.
You're close to the truth.
That's right.
Nah. Show him the button.
Empty.
Right. I thought there was something there.
Yes, the truth
is in this magic pen.
And there isn't anything.
Where you can write on your brain with.
Right.
Nothing really exists.
This is future where? Annoyance.
Where?
And now Michael Pepe is partaking of the truth cloud.
Where's this nothing?
He's coming into the present.
Everything goes to the cloud sooner or later.
I know.
Where there is nothing.
I hacked Michael Pepe. Boy, was I sorry.
You hacked into the cloud?
I've been stuck snap on Michael Parker. So
you know, hacking into the cloud. You just sort of picture that.
Is so
that
like, there.
That's the ultimate rape scene, if ever.
Hacking the cloud.
You know, I didn't feel anything that whole time.
I know.
Old timey thing.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
We'll lie back and think of it.
I know. It's...
Maybe you should be thinking about the old-fashioned ways.
Do you want to be the prostitute I didn't like?
That did nothing for my...
But somewhere else.
No, there's a button on you. Press the button and it lights up. You see?
There's a crazy party going on.
Let me just teach you this here. Look.
You didn't tell
Seriously.
Me. There's a button.
Where? Below us, so to speak.
Yes.
Below us in status. I know. Yeah, they have great parties. I've been to it twice now.
There's definitely some psychedelia happening.
Take a deepest inhale.
It's a little flu.
Yeah, inhale now.
I was in the bathroom and tuning into this sound that was not. I'm sure it was not this show.
Is there air? Or I should say, are we on air? We don't know.
Oh, that was in my science class.
We don't know.
You can be for yourself, and you should be able to do that and package it and sell it back to the rest of us. Well, the American way.
Anything for healthcare.
Huh?
All right, so I just hit this button. Ow.
Oh, no. He's got his fill now.
Laughing at
Sumner the Pepe.
Michael Pepe.
Michael Pepe. Michael Pepe. Michael Pepe. Really?
10 years? Who, me?
Yeah, really. What do you think of the whole 10-year thing? I see that a lot these days.
You know what? I try not to think about exactly that.
John Hell, how did you get on my show?
I try not to think about. I don't even want to think about what I look like now.
Don't think.
Oh,
much less
what
I will look like.
Oh, that.
Be all that you can be, Michael.
Which is
don't
even
think.
Much worse.
Think not, be
and
all.
It doesn't matter anyway.
What are you talking about?
If you thought about maybe we're just metal.
They're more likely to boost your Scrabble score. And then they got
so
rid of
sad.
Blizzard
this is the
Blue,
saddest thing I've ever heard.
Magic Mint.
The change,
and
yeah.
Blue.
This change is so disheartening.
They even
change
got rid of Mulberry.
Constant.
And they added Jazzberry. What the hell is that? And they added Inchworm.
I can't wait till the
Jam. Oh, that's Jazzberry.
Jam. Yeah, well, like what they're
Mango
called.
Tango and Wild Blue
and it
Yarn.
Depends on
and they have the sound of what they're called.
But in the 60s, when everybody was
what they're called.
Going crazy and their brains were melting, the Ford Motor Company came out with a series of cars in colors like Freudian Gilt. Original cinnamon.
Darth always showed up.
These wacky, goofy.
Inchworm and Jazzberry, though. I wish I had that one.
Pass me the Inchworm cartoon, and then I'll use crayon, and then I'll use a Jazzberry around the edge.
Proving once again that allowing kindergartners to have veto power over your marketing
open the door to a vast universe of rich
idea.
Star Wars content.
It's like in the Babadook where she says, I am the adult and you are the child.
And the Ewok shows up again.
Because Gorgar speaks.
Finally.
You know,
a Gorgar cover band?
Apparently.
Gorgar sings.
With a female singer. That sounds so weird. But that would be worth looking at.
Gorgar sing.
Gorgar sing hard.
Gorgar's part of the...
Hold on tight to your dream.
Reverend, is that Reverend Stang?
Stang calling us at this hour? What could be wrong?
No, that's him.
That wouldn't happen unless it was an emergency.
That's him ranting.
See, that's,
about.
All right, to the Stang
Hal
phone.
Hal goes to the negative, man. What could be wrong?
Yeah, and I go to the positive. That's just the difference between the two of us.
Yes, my leader, I'm here. And
Mr. Best. Negative and Mr. Positive. Hal, you're just so down all the time.
Really,
man. Why should I be cheerful? I'm headed for a living death.
Just a hideous...
You're already there.
Pain
these are
suffering.
The good old days.
Yes, as we know, all an illusion.
I like that song.
The apocalypse
were
did take place.
The good old days.
See, that's what I was afraid of. That's what I'm trying to gently back into here with my thinking parts is that, you know, maybe the apocalypse already
with
did happen.
With your brain thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm just sitting here, well, burned up. The end of the world already happened. And what?
I would be burned up, too.
That's so beautiful.
So, according to H.P. Lovecraft, the planet Yuggoth is where the flying crab-like monsters called the Migo come from, who are unaccountably sometimes mistaken for abominable snowmen or yetis. But they fly on extensile wings, tacking against the solar wind from Yuggoth to Earth. And during the time
is
this
where
came
South
out,
office room?
No, but the Migo, the crab-like beings that made off with the body of Dr. Richard Akeley, are. And they were discovered at the same time that the planet Pluto was discovered by Clyde Tombaugh, the year 1938. Coincidence or a conspiracy? In fact, it's so much a coincidence that Lovecraft mentions it in the story and says, what a good name they gave it, Pluto, when you consider what malign thing comes from it, the black basalt and blah, blah, and he describes this horrible place. Well, Maybe it wasn't Pluto. Maybe it was this planet X that the Migo came from.
And where the X's come from.
If, yeah, the X's do come from planet X, don't they?
We keep them. We know they're there because we see them with our telescopes.
So that means they're going to be 10 times tougher than us, 10 times denser
ten
than
times
us.
Smarter,
and ten times heavier.
10 times more handsome.
They'll be like supermen who cannot possibly oppose anything that they want to
do. They'll win every election unopposed.
We're like wet toilet paper in comparison to their strength, durability, mass, and heaviness.
They kind of look like those ones on... What was that one movie?
They could jump. They could essentially fly by jumping huge distances and landing unharmed. So... that's one thing that we would have to look forward to, except the exists, as you of all people know, made that deal with Bob, so they will actually, I mean, supposedly it's going to be all right.
People wonder how he did that.
Bob wouldn't sell us down
how
the river.
How could he do that?
And we get to go off so on the pleasure saucers of the sex goddesses, as everyone knows.
I don't understand.
Oh, Coffee that. Generation Gorgar.
Sing.
You don't want that, Ewok.
And there's even a picture of the Lost Crayons graveyard.
I just want the little tiny princess there.
Rating everyone 10 and up.
Help me, little show.
But geez,
you're the only one that can help
well,
us. Show.
I don't want to give you a spoiler.
Everyone 10 and up.
Thank you.
And now that, okay, but that's a real thing.
Yeah, I'm okay. Afraid so, Michael Pepper.
Well, I'll play you this, and that'll show you how good
way
the fake...
Way to make it real, man.
How good the fake is.
We're going to fake it tonight on the show. It'll be great. You'll see.
It's good, though. You know, I like the idea of going through space.
Yeah, much, me too.
But
that's
really,
how the show really is.
And especially good that somebody else has to actually do it. Because I would never in a trillion years. And yet, the list of applicants to be...
Here's one.
Thank you so much.
It doesn't destroy actual tissue.
Why do you do that? Yeah, don't actually snap my bone. My bone.
All look the same.
Hello? Is anyone there? I can't hear anything.
What am I on here?
Jeez. Hello.
So Hal's shoes and hat slap.
Now I know how it feels to get a concussion. All right.
So it's all gone. Yeah.
He's trying to knock up that stuff, man.
You see, I'm convinced that the world, she's
trying to get all up in there.
And we can reach the Indies if we just go past the Outies in our undies.
Childish farm boy.
Really?
Yeah. He just wants to get back in there again with a big pile of
a big smile on your beef.
Steaming goo.
The Force.
Interdimensional gum grinding.
I'm proposing something new here, Dr. Hal, on the show. Here tonight, in front of all these people in the world. We are.
Oh, look at that. There they are.
Going out across the world on KPFA.org.
Our audience is not quite a few,
on the World Wide Web, the information superhighway.
Yes, the information superhighway.
We're speeding along.
We're speeding, but we're in the diamond lane, and the rest of them, it's like a parking lot. And they're all sweating and stinking over the bumps, over the speed bumps, onto the horizon, a road of nothing but speed bumps.
Pretty soon we just only hit the tops of the speed bumps. We're going so fast.
Well, but your suspension gets destroyed, and the tranny gets destroyed.
What price for victory, though, Al?
Your Johnson rod falls off.
That could be a problem with your Johnson rod.
Your points bitter.
You lose your Johnson rod and your Fetzer valve.
And your hood ornament also.
Oh, man. Once you got the Fetzer valve,
pointing the wrong way.
Completely intercabulated.
The rims of your headlights, they're not just ornamental. They hold the headlights in place. If when those things shake loose, then your headlights are useless. Then you could get a ticket.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, it's a giant ticket.
What goes on here?
There's, okay. Turn down my volume, will you?
It's the end of the world.
Well, it's only once a year, after all.
I think that's okay.
Yes, it's for the children.
An end of the world event once a year. For the children.
I'm inspired because I just don't get it. Every year, Hal, you say it's the end of the world, and then here we are. You're sitting here again.
Perhaps so it's our point? View of time that is actually wrong. That 1998, as Bob meant it, hasn't really happened yet.
All we know is that there's something isn't right, but that doesn't mean everything isn't right.
Or it did happen, and this is the promised world, because compared to what actually is happening elsewhere, this is a paradise, but in reality, everything is going to hell more than you can possibly imagine.
What animal it is?
That's another thought. And then there's the upside down. How about that?
It doesn't make any difference anymore.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know, you're still going to have to follow Dobbs one way or the other.
What animal was it? What animal?
Yeah, what was I thinking?
What do you think?
Yeah.
If you don't know it, just guess. Okay?
According to the...
I think it was a tortoise.
Famous upside-down theory. An Irish potato right in the smacker.
This is what we're turning people on here on the Puzzling Evidence Show.
Oh, Dr. Hal... How can I find out the truth in today's rough climate of misinformation?
And she said,
well, my dear,
the internet just makes it worse.
All you have to do is read between the lines.
That tickles.
See, now it's all better. News, news, news. Although the credit card, yes, I need your credit card and your special number for a PayPal. Calculate the gratuity and add it to your.
These dollars are just covered in grease. That should really, really work.
World economic powerhouse at Davos.
Let's get it going here. Do you need some more cash? Need something to grease the.
Yeah, for a new phone.
And if you donate now,
buy things.
You can buy a 98-foot television screen aboard your cabin cruiser, which will sail all the way.
It's done that fast.
Always need so much grease.
Dog hair, hairballs, and cat fuzz also an automatic bonus.
There's another one now.
You can hack it up in today's economic market. Oh, that's excessive. That's excessive. That's probably good.
True relief here on the show.
Well, I think I'm going to clean up. They've got another thing coming.
Well, astronomers have confirmed that Planet X has finally been discovered.
X full of monsters.
Planet 9.
Bug-eyed beings.
Just so named about 2 days ago.
Planet 9? 9! Well, Caltech scientists discovered gravitational anomalies which seem to suggest a massive pot-bellied planet looming just beyond clouds of space junk hanging in the anterooms of the solar system.
Yeah. Well, astronomers say Planet X has finally been discovered. That's what astronomers say.
A gravitational signature of planet.
The new planet is the 9th addition to our solar system, which scientists say orbits the sun every 15,000 years.
Boy, that's quite a year they have.
During the solar system's infancy, 4.5 billion years ago, they say the giant planet was knocked out of the planet-forming region near the sun, slowed down by gas. This gas slows me down every day. The planet settled into a distant elliptical orbit, which it still lurks in today.
It lurks, eh?
Yeah, planets
lurk. The planet was the strongest yet in the centuries-long search for a Planet X beyond
Neptune. Get rid of that planet color immediately.
The quest has been plagued by far-fetched claims and even outright
quackery.
Now, this is beyond the one named for Joe Biden. It's beyond Biden because...
But the new evidence comes from a pair of respected planetary scientists.
Oh, that's right. And they're the same ones who demoted Pluto. The very same one. In fact, the chief scientist has as his hashtag Pluto Killer because he's proud that he took Pluto's planetary nature from it.
This is sacrilege.
Well, it's already done and gone. You know, Clyde Tombaugh discovered Pluto in 1938. At least we could have waited till 2038 before taking everything from that sad little ice world.
The quotation that he was quoted
Pluto has
saying,
numerous moons.
If you say we have evidence for Planet X, almost any astronomer will say,
this again? These guys are clearly crazy.
I would too, Brown says. Why is this different? This is different because this time we're right.
It's different because our gear gets better all the time and makes fewer mistakes.
Those
other
guys are wrong.
Not some guy with a protractor and a compass figuring it out. It's this intricate equipment, which is robotic in nature and even designed by other robots. It can't fail, but we can. Case closed.
Outside scientists say their calculations stack up and express a mixture of caution and excitement.
Now, one must be cautious and conservative in science. While others suggest that being wrong is just as important as being right in the search for the truth.
I could not imagine a bigger deal if, of course, that's a bold-faced if it turns out to be right.
Says Gregory Laughlin, a planetary scientist at the University of California, Santa Cruz.
I am intensely jealous of Dr. Laughlin's discovery.
The planet is detectable.
And tax deductible.
Here's a boy, says he is a lunatic.
But now we got the ninth planet in our system.
X.
But I'd say, whatever.
Are you going to infolize it, man?
I'm going to boogerize you, baby.
No, everyone loved it.
Everybody loved it.
I'm here for the money.
Oh, this is good. We're back in the spaceship. With the skin penetration, the hooks, the tattoos, the, what do they call it, suspension.
This is sacrilege.
I used to go to those, oh my goodness. Beautiful girls that are like in lotus position, hanging by, say, six tiny threads that are very strong steel wires from the ceiling holding up her skin that's... You know, tenting over the needle. That was Bondage of Go-Go. San Francisco, 1995. But, I don't know, I suppose that still goes on. And the great Stellark, who built his own arm. I am, by the way, Facebook friends with Stellark. How cool is that, dude? That's right. The man that built his own arm. Maybe he's built his own human by now. He's the guy who used to hang himself by hooks inserted through his skin, like one of these Indian sitar. Sorry.
There you go. All plugged in. See how easy it is.
I believe there is.
Lack of control.
Remember, this is a plug for Puzzling Evidence Systems. If you like Twitter, Yammer, Twitch, or you'll love Puzzling Evidence Show. Plug in. It's the best of all.
That's fake. There, I'm done. Now I can go home.
You're there. See, you're there.
Where to? There. Took this,
wait a minute.
Oh, took if this only long it were this easy to get off the rug.
Well, but you did get off, and you did get going, and you're off the rug, and you're onto something.
And it's like evolving.
That's true. One evolves, or else one is rapidly overtaken.
You start on the rug as a small, single-celled organism.
Pretty soon, you're a slipper animal, a paramecium, and you know those little things can actually learn. It's astonishing.
You know how complex a planaria is, a flatworm?
tiny little flatworm?
Those things are flat and complex. And the odd thing is that when you cut them in two, there are two little
form. It's amazing.
With the eyes and everything.
Talk about that,
yes,
because it'll come true and you'll have to start doing flatworm marriages at your house.
Well, whenever, yes, whenever you
little
have
old Francis Flatworm.
Start talking about flatworm reproduction, two people start talking about it at once.
Okay. Well,
it's a strange thing.
That was a strange orgy that was
on. You know, another thing about flatworm reproduction that's rather interesting is that flatworms can reproduce in seconds flat.
Oh, cool, man. Let's go to the flatworm bar.
They can do it, and then it's over.
They seem to be cross-eyed, but in fact, they actually have rather good vision for a simple animal.
Yeah, what's the deal with that binocular cross-eyed vision? These little tiny worms with their triangular heads have
got. Yeah, what are they going to look at? Oh, here comes a Daphnia.
And how well can those little cartoon-like eyes, they have focus on anything? I think they're just light-sensitive spots.
That's right, they're going like...
They're really cute, though.
Light, no light. Spots.
They sure are funny. They make it look like they're looking at the end of their little pointed nose with their crossed eyes.
As long as you don't think of them as parasitic omnivores.
And mad scientists have been experimenting on them for years, cutting them in half and cutting them partially in half, creating terrible monstrosities. Three, four, five-headed planarians. It's easy to produce them. Just don't make the cut completely.
It just tickles them as you slice them up and dice them up.
Plenty more where they come from. Oh, yes, you can slice them up and dice them up, and they still form.
Night of the planaria.
If only humans had the same abilities.
Oh, they're so cute. Look, I'm smashing this one.
They thought they could play with planaria. They thought
bye,
they were gods.
Bye.
What is the normal position of this group of annelids in the great chain of being?
Oh, that's interesting. They're actually called, they are part of the metazoa, believe it or not.
But they do no harm to humans. Rather, the harm goes in the other direction.
I just let the air out of that.
No,
shirky
to them,
human.
To them, we are the monster.
Indeed, but they provide no diseases or infirmities of the flesh for the human, unlike other worms, which are quite invasive and intrusive.
I think you're talking about forms of flukes, flatworms, and other parasitic worms, including roundworms
and reel-to-reel tapeworms.
Wow, $50 a reel, 30 years.
They're really long.
Yes.
My cat loves to eat.
Imagine
he loves to eat magnetic tape.
Prescribe them to keep thin.
He's part of the Judah L. Magnet Museum.
Who here wants a tapeworm tonight?
What? How much a gram?
Scott's brand cellophane tapeworm
in town.
Yeah.
Sticks like crazy. Sticks like crazy.
Yeah.
Scott's brand.
This is better than tapeworm. This is vape tape.
Driving yourself over the edge.
But nothing will be left behind because nobody. But nobody is going to look at Uggs Dre at 8 o'clock in the orning, May.
Radio
you
Valencia.
You can take that to the bank.
CSI.
Haven't you heard our advertising story?
Hey, can you do those drugs in Oppish?
As it happens.
Yapu mopping drop Uggs?
And act with clarity.
Wapit kapind up of drop Uggs dapit yapu mopping.
Uh-oh, you're
for
busted.
Where there is clarity.
Drop Uggs, copper, yapu, up on.
Their top linguistic experts
drop
at decipher the
stopper, up on.
There is misery.
It was 10 and find that the Dr. Hal show has committed radio studio crime.
Come and get me, coppers. Yeah, I'm right here. I'm doing it. I'm stinking up your precious studio. Yeah,
God,
what are you going to do about it?
Talking
nothing.
Now you realize we're
here
enjoying the Pedro legacy, the last of fragments, the last molecules.
Wow. Really?
After this, not much more.
Oh, yeah? In that fish over there?
In that tiny flying fish, yes. Mm. But no angel fish.
My name is Johnny Sacred. Private ear for Heller Corporation, Hollywood, California.
That's
you know
Hollywood.
That's right.
You mean to tell me we've been sitting here listening to you and you know nothing?
Well, take it easy.
I know nothing.
Well, it smells so much better than a burning Popeyes.
Because I'm a know-nothing. Tonight at the show in the hell part, they're burning sulfur in human hair to create the nacreous stench of the pit.
Don't know nothing.
Thank you for reminding me about that. Hal, you gave me so many clues on things to do and not do.
Wow. That was industrial, man.
Yeah, no, it's like
so industrial.
Look at all the money.
So sounds like Zev. Cool. Is that Zev? Remember Zev? He just kicked cans and stuff.
Okay, which one are you?
Because I apparently can't do it.
Is that you there? Where do you want
to
be?
That's what I did earlier. Oh,
I'm fine. I guess I can adjust.
I feel free now. Bum, 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 bum. I feel free.
The numbers, man.
This is the...
smooth and by the numbers.
That's how I want
this
it to go.
This is my old grandpappy.
Sitting in the Pepe cabin.
Yep, in the cabin Lincoln up County. In the Lachin Mountains.
I want MRE detail drop ship recognized points.
Yeah.
Yep.
Lieutenant Coffee's not speech from the wrong movie.
We're just on this hillside playing the banjo.
Let's go, people. And, you always end with that.
Cavorting no on the porch.
Yeah, but he's like at the TV controls. Hey, everything's looking good. Like he's kind of like the Bruce Howard protege guy. You know?
Yeah. It's kind of weird in a way because that's what some of that
take him out.
Has become.
Okay, thanks, yeah, man.
And then now comes Hal talking.
Yes, I okay. do. Okay, fine.
Right, let's turn you up here.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And now, welcome for a stultifying hour of turgid. Poetic prose here in the library, sitting in the armchair while the ash falls from the cigar into the ornate ashtray, and this special jar of tobacco shavings was given to me by the Nabob of Ooze personally, but no time to get into that.
That's
just
sad. I saw
at
that
exactly
movie.
That moment, a little elf comes rushing in with the star, and
a star.
Yes, and says, "Where do you want this to be put, Santa?"
And that changed everything.
Exactly.
Santa is.
I don't have to draw you a picture, do I? I
no.
mean, read between the lines.
Well, I would like
I mean,
if you drew me. I always like the pictures you draw. So
oh, okay.
You can draw
hold
a
on a moment.
Hold on. Yeah, hold on. Draw me a picture.
Now, this is his nose. This represents his hat.
Here's, oh, so clever.
Yeah, see, it's like a
just a little
gill,
swish. Just a little
bloom,
swish. Kind of bloomish.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of a bloomish thought.
Sure.
Like a
no, this is a thought balloon up
ephemeral
here.
Ephemeral thought balloon.
Now, these are the pectorals. And
a
this
non-material whifferoon.
Now you see the lower abdomen in this quadrant of the set.
Put some clothes on that thing.
Well, no, he's the jolly naturist who comes naked to your house in the middle of the night.
The lower abdomen is dominated by his...
While only the moon rages and the lovers lie abed,
something or other.
Holding their cheeks in their arms.
Boy, is that a weird hat he's wearing or is that his head?
The stump of a pipe he holds clenched in his teeth. And the smoke, it encircles his head.
Don't
like
make fun of his head. It looks like a hat, but it's actually his head.
A wink of his eye and a nod of his head soon gives me to know I have nothing to do. Because he's chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. And I love
I got
when I see him in spite of me.
Puzzling. I'm going to check all the mics, Puzzling.
My head to his foot, and his clothes are all tarnished with ashes.
Set, 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 blow.
A bundle of toys he's got strapped to his back, and he looks like a peddler just now.
Set.
His gestures, how merry. His cheeks are like roses. His nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth is drawn up in a bow, and the beard on his chin is as white as the snow.
We're straight doing it.
He's doing it.
What do you sound like?
Yeah, weird.
What do you say?
Is K-Rob checking the mics, too? I don't want to check the same mics he checked.
He's checking them out, man. He's checking them.
You gave him my number?
No, I
you know, it didn't make sense to completely check all these mics that somebody else has pre-checked. You know, I put my stamp on each one. I want to do a quality job. And I find out somebody else has checked this mic before me.
Why are you doing this to me?
Oh, I he filled all the stockings, then turned with
I try to do a good job in everything I do. And I'm mic checking. I'm checking away, just checking it.
And laying a finger of his nose.
Hard
and
as I can, and I find out that this mic has already been pre-checked by K-Rob. That just is like, it really chaps me. I mean, it frosts some things, you know, frosts my things.
And they may get some respect someday, but they're considered trash by the cognoscenti and the intelligentsia. John Carpenter, Wes Craven.
You are.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Night of the Living Dead. No.
Night of the Living Phones. That's a page wrong.
George Romero was such an independent when he started and still maintains it.
All you have to do is just
John Waters makes movies on his own in Cleveland. Yeah.
Magically.
Yeah. And there are
more. That'd be funny. All the cell towers start walking around.
Guerrilla filmmakers in the jungle.
Claiming their own. The signal is
eating bananas. It's hard to put the cat back in the bag. That's the hardest thing.
Sure.
And who wants to anyway?
Once somebody gets
that was my point.
Free fun thing.
Who wants to? You must keep it information. Blank, blah, blah, blah.
Somebody that hates the technology who wants to. It's always that somebody.
With your mullet flying in the wind.
I don't have the coolest, latest smartphone, and I don't think anybody else should either. So I'm going to
Skull Island.
If you get a smartphone, you don't have to think anymore.
You still have to think because you have to remember which buttons to push to get to the things.
Yeah, the phone is the smart now.
And
it says it right on the label.
You still have to type
it. Smart alecky phone.
Where the Q is in relationship to the Y and the U.
It says to itself, where's that stimulation I need?
You take a swing at the pitch.
The phone is the person now. The person divests their personality.
You are a telephone with a special code implanted at birth.
I just want to answer the phone, man. I don't want to look at all kind of pretty pictures.
These are all pictures of
these graphic user interface.
You can't have anything in these pictures.
I can't figure out how to use the phone as a phone. It's too big now. It's like won't fit next to me.
Priceless pieces of U.S. government gold.
That's what your wife was talking about. Different phones and different sizes now.
Hello? Where's my
phone? Philo's so sad because his phone won't speak to him anymore.
Hello?
A phonus balonus.
When your phone doesn't love you.
You've got to put that whole stuff aside. Nobody's doing the telephone thing anymore. It's all telepathy these days.
What am I going to do with all these phones I bought?
We don't need clumsy wires and handsets.
That's when life was real and things weren't fake.
It's no fun having frost in places like that.
The reindeer and sleigh tumbled over the cliff.
Get her out of there.
While Santa grew dim on a large hand-rolled spliff. He fell in the snow, and he fell on his face, and the neighbors all watched. It was quite a disgrace. Then a bum urinated on Santa's broad back. And they struck him with clubs, and we heard his bones crack.
Okay, I got those mics checked out there.
And kicking and struggling, they hauled up the tree, the body of Santa Claus, with angry glee.
Well, we had to kick him to keep him down. I mean, he was struggling to get up, and that was not going to work if we were ever going to get him in that box, you know.
They doused him with gas, and they set him alight. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Well, I can't sleep with all that fire. You need to put that fire out.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
Don't throw the tree on it, Dr. Hal. That tree is flammable.
Oh, dang it. How am I going to get rid of this thing? It should have been thrown away a long time ago.
I know. The light's been fooling us. They've been lighting up. We've been thinking it's the board, and it turns out it's a Christmas tree.
I want the bubble lights.
We've had plenty of time to get rid of that stuff. I've struggled. I've worked really hard.
Look, I got tinsel on me.
So
this stuff doesn't come on.
How hard I work all the time. I'm so tired of it. If I had a nickel for every time I had to tell somebody about how hard I was working, I'd be so rich right now. I'd be just richer than Croesus.
Hey, here's a present without a name tag on it. Who's this?
That's mine. That's mine. Well, I get all the ones without. I told people to send the ones to me without name tags.
Oh, yeah?
So all those are mine.
Yeah, didn't you say just go ahead and not put name tags on
it? Don't put name tags on mine. Just waste
it. Or any of them, really. Yeah, because then you, yeah.
Well, I told mine in particular. Don't put any on mine.
Okay.
So I would know it was mine, you know?
I just figured, you know, it's a gift. Who cares, really?
It's a gift. They're easy to spread around. Here's one for you.
Oh, thank you.
Here's
hey,
one
rattled.
For K-Rob.
I think it's broken.
I was here's one for the listener. Here's one for you.
Oh, thank you. Hey,
here's one
rattled.
For K-Rob.
I think it's broken. I was
here's
thinking
one for the listener. This is what we're turning people on here on the Puzzling Evidence Show.
Is this show over again yet, please?
Oh, I'm
no,
sorry.
No, this is one of those weird, it's probably a K-Rob show or something. Because he just
crap.
Accidentally comes on, he can't tell what they're doing. And
some weirdo thing.
Weird now.
It's that weirdo crap again.
Dominican.
Flounder right across
AKA
the
oh, the wait. Show.
The show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
That's
show.
Right.
Yeah, you know,
my son
the
knows.
Only show.
He knows.
Yes.
Because it's
every
all,
time
it's family.
They
you are
refer
correct.
To a different show, I can't help but think it's this show.
Yes,
hey, son,
my son.
Son, don't you ever read your text messages? I sent you like 5 text messages, and you didn't
when?
Answer me.
Oh, you know what happened?
But none of the text messages were.
The eyes of Texas are upon
my
you.
Phone, and, okay.
Really?
Yeah,
all these excuses.
Oh, man.
Excuses people make up.
Just because he lives in New York, he got mugged and robbed.
That was the show, right?
Really? That's the show collapsing?
Telekinetic coffee. It's the best stuff in the world, but it doesn't work.